Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, February 20th, and I am reading from the New International Version. I'm excited because today in Matthew, we get to read one of my favorite stories about Jesus, the story of Jesus calming the storm. We are reading Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 through the end of the chapter. When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake. Then a teacher of the law came to him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Another disciple said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my Father." But Jesus told him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead." Then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us! We're going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." When he arrived at the other side in the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. "What do you want with us, Son of God?" they shouted. "Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?" Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs." He said to them, "Go." So they came out and went into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and died in the water. Those tending the pigs ran off, went into the town, and reported all this, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the whole town went out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. And now we'll turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading two Psalms, Psalm 79 and Psalm 82. Psalm 79, a Psalm of Asaph. O God, the nations have invaded your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have reduced Jerusalem to rubble. They have left the dead bodies of your servants as food for the birds of the sky, the flesh of your own people for the animals of the wild. They have poured out blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there is no one to bury the dead. We are objects of contempt to our neighbors, of scorn and derision to those around us. How long, Lord, will you be angry forever? How long will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not acknowledge you, on the kingdoms that do not call on your name, for they have devoured Jacob and devastated his homeland. Do not hold against us the sins of past generations. May your mercy come quickly to meet us, for we are in desperate need. Help us, God our Savior, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Before our eyes, make known among the nations that you avenge the outpoured blood of your servants. May the groans of the prisoners come before you. With your strong arm, preserve those condemned to die. Pay back into the laps of our neighbors 7 times the contempt they have hurled at you, Lord. Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will praise you forever. From generation to generation, we will proclaim your praise. And now from Psalm 82, a psalm of Asaph. God presides in the great assembly. He renders judgment among the gods. How long will you defend the unjust and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the weak and the fatherless. Uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. The gods know nothing. They understand nothing. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, "You are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. But you will die like mere mortals. You will fall like every other ruler. Rise up, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations are your inheritance." And now we turn over to the book of Isaiah. Today we are reading Isaiah 65. The first section is about judgment and salvation, but then there's a turn at verse 17, and he talks about the new heavens and the new earth. I have loved in Isaiah some of this imagery of what the world will look like when Jesus comes back to reign triumphantly. And so I look forward to reading that passage for us. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, "Here am I, here am I." All day long, I have held out my hands to an obstinate people who walk in ways not good, pursuing their own imaginations. A people who continually provoke me to my very face, offering sacrifices in gardens and burning incense on altars of brick, who sit among the graves and spend their nights keeping secret vigil, who eat the flesh of pigs and whose pots hold broth of impure meat, who say, "Keep away, don't come near me, for I am too scared of you." Such people are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that keeps burning all day. See, it stands written before me. I will not keep silent, but will pay back in full. I will pay it back into their laps, both your sins and the sins of your ancestors, says the Lord. Because they burned sacrifices on the mountains and defied me on the hills, I will measure into their laps the full payment for their former deeds. This is what the Lord says. As when juice is still found in a cluster of grapes, the people say, "Don't destroy it. There is still a blessing in it." So will I do in behalf of my servants. I will not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, those who will possess my mountains. My chosen people will inherit them, and there will my servants live. Sharon will become a pasture for flocks, and the valley of Achor a resting place for herds, for my people who seek me. But as for you who forsake the Lord and forget my holy mountain, who spread a table for fortune and fill bowls of mixed wine for destiny, I will destine you for the sword, and all of you will fall in the slaughter. For I called, but you did not answer. I spoke, but you did not listen. You did evil in my sight and chose what displeases me. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. My servant will eat, but you will go hungry. My servants will drink, but you will go thirsty. My servants will rejoice, but you will be put to shame. My servants will sing out of the joy of their hearts, but you will cry out from anguish of heart and wail in brokenness of spirit. You will leave your name for my chosen ones to use in their curses. The Sovereign Lord will put you to death, but to his servants he will give another name. Whoever invokes a blessing in the land will do so by the one true God. Whoever takes an oath in the land will swear by the one true God. For the past troubles will be forgotten and hidden from my eyes. Okay, and this is where we see the turn to the discussion of the new heavens and the new earth. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight, and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and of crying will be heard in it no more. Never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. The one who dies at 100 will be thought a mere child, and the one who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and others eat. For as the days of the tree, so will be the days of my people. My chosen ones will long enjoy the work of their hands. They will not labor in vain, nor will they bear children doomed to misfortune. For they will be a people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The dust will be the serpent's food. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word. Gracious, there is lots I want to talk about today. First, the idea of the astonishment of the disciples when Jesus calms the wind and the wave. And then, after he casts the demons into the herd of the pigs and they fall into the sea, and the residents of that town come out and they ask Jesus to leave. I always wonder why. Why do you want him to leave? I feel like this was such a great act. But then I thought about how when I have sin in my life, how often I do not want the Lord to work on me. And so it's just a challenge for us today to think about the ways in which God is working in our life to root out our sin. And maybe today we're just asked to welcome him into that space. And then in the Psalms today, we hear the refrain, don't we? How long, Lord? Which reminds us, as Asaph is struggling with being exiled from Jerusalem and seeing Jerusalem destroyed, he is wondering, where is God in this situation? And he gives us a reminder, doesn't he, that we can pray to the Lord and ask, Lord, how long? How long will you delay? Please come and work in this situation. And then in Isaiah 65, we see some talk about the new heavens and the new earth. And I was totally moved by this discussion, the idea that all of the tears will be wiped away, and never again will there be an infant who lives but a few days. And then finally at the end, where he talks about the wolf and the lamb feeding together, they will no longer be in opposition. And the lion will eat straw like the ox. The lion will no longer be a predator. He'll be a vegetarian. It's awesome to think about a day when the world will be in unity again, that we will not be in strife. We will not fear death. We will not cry. And so it's lots to think about today. If you want to hear more of a discussion on the new heavens and the new earth, our grief group had Dr. Mark Genelec come via Zoom to talk with us about the new heavens and the new earth and what that's like. And he used Psalm 23, but he also talked about some of the imagery in Isaiah. If you would like access to that, just email me at mary@mbbc.org. It's about an hour and you will be blessed by it. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for the reminders that we don't have to fear, that we have a Savior who is in control, who is sovereign. And so we come to you, Lord Jesus, and we admit that we are afraid. And we ask, Lord, that you would calm the seas and that you would help us to see your might on display in the world around us and in our own lives. Holy Spirit, please remind us of the ways that you have worked throughout the ages and the ways that you work even now. And as we long for the day of the new heavens and the new earth, would you help us to be about your glory here on this earth so that we might say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We love you and pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.